Hey guys, welcome to The Way with Jasmine Tay. It's your girl Jasmine.
And I'm Shantae. As you guys already know now, hopefully you've been listening for the past couple of episodes.
Exactly, only two episodes actually.
But we're really trying to get out here. We're really trying to commit to this, so here we go.
We just want to say Happy New Year.
Hell yeah.
This is our first episode of 2019. We've got our glasses of champagne ready. Cheers.
Yes. I'm so excited for 2019, you guys.
Yeah. We've got a big year ahead of us.
I just really think go and get your moment. Do you. Live your life.
Exactly. To its fullest extent. That's 100%.
Yeah.
Everybody says that, you know, live your best life, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But really, we're out here. We're going to get it.
Yeah.
Pursuing it.
Making things happen. All right. And I fuck with that. Alrighty. So today, or for this episode, we'll be talking about our album and song of the week. And this time I actually have something for you guys, I suppose. We'll play a little game, you know, just another little icebreaker so you guys can get to know who we are.
As people.
A little bit more. And then we'll get into our hot topics.
Yes. But first, let's go ahead and talk about how our weeks have been.
Yes, Jasmine, lay it on me. I feel like I haven't seen you in a while.
I think the last time I might have seen you was the last time we recorded.
Holy crap.
I think low-key, that's what it was.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, it's my first time seeing you in 2019. That's crazy.
It legit is, you guys. This is my first time. I mean, it's only been 4 days, but still.
Right. So, you know how last time I was talking about how I was sick and I had a little bit of a cough?
Yes.
Well, that was nothing compared to what I actually went through like a week later. I had to miss work. I was dying. I went through so much tissue. Like I was not sick on that last episode. I'm telling you.
It had just started.
Oh yeah. That was the fucking beginning. I was miserable. I had a runny nose, cough, congestion. I didn't even really have much of an appetite.
But, oh my goodness.
But I will say this, it has done wonders for my abs. I'm dead ass. My muscles were contracting like no motherfucking business. You can see a little tonage and definition coming back in there.
Nothing like getting sick for a week.
You know?
To tone you up.
Loss of appetite, everything. How about you, Tay? We can talk about your New Year's in Vegas.
Well, wait, what did you do for New Year's?
Oh, that's right. I didn't even talk about that last time, huh?
Yeah, what did you end up doing?
So, Scorpio and I ended up on a rooftop downtown at these apartments. Shit, what were they called? I don't even remember. Oh, they were called Dimension, the Dimension Apartments in downtown Seattle. And they have a really cool view of the Space Needle. And every year in Seattle, the Space Needle does this huge fireworks show.
Yes.
It's like a thing. It's a huge thing. You know, New York has the ball drop and yes. this is our ball dropping, the Space Needle fireworks show. And there was so many people there. There was a DJ, people. It was a good time. There was actually a lot of Black people there. And I was not necessarily expecting that. I don't know why. It's hard for me to just, like, in Seattle, come across a party and have there just be hella Black people there.
Unless, I love it.
You know, I felt at home. Yeah, it was comfortable. It was so cool. The show was amazing. The vibe was awesome. We were drinking tequila and orange juice. Like,
okay.
We were dressed in all Black, looking fly as a motherfucker.
I want to see photos.
We took some photos, but I did not look that great. That's why you haven't seen any posted, because I look old. That's just my opinion. I look old.
Okay, everybody. So now we definitely need to see this photo because we doubt it.
But anyways, that was my New Year's. We got home about, I don't know, 1:30, almost 2 o'clock, and went to bed. Oh, no, actually, some other stuff happened before bed, you know, but
I am weak.
Anyways, yeah, let's talk about New Year's in Vegas, though. Like, what was that like?
Oh, man. New Year's in Vegas was actually a really good time. This time, I feel like the last time I went, I kind of went hard because I was like, oh, it's Vegas. Mm-hmm. I have to go hard. I was not doing that shit this time. I was like, that was too much, and that doesn't even make sense. So yeah. I really went out there and I had like a really great time. We saw a show and they had dancers that were doing like aerial dancing, but then they would like, there was one act where there was a rope she climbed and there was this harness that she clicked, like she had a harness that she put around her neck and she clipped it and then was spinning.
Like from her neck?
From her neck.
Oh my God.
I was, the whole show, I was like,
like,
like, oh my gosh, something bad is going to happen. Oh my God. Had girls in roller skates doing the same thing.
Oh, wow.
On like this standing stage that was like this small. It was so small.
It was so tiny.
It was big enough for the three of them, but that was it.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds like fun though. That sounds
it
like.
It was so much fun.
That sounds like, We're past, like, you're at that age or at that point where you're past the point of going to Vegas just to get fucked up. And you're like, oh, you know what? There's other stuff to do out here, like the shows. And there is good food places to eat out there.
Just like I said last week, I felt like, you know, kind of scammed by New Year's Eve, but I need to make it my own thing. And I really feel like we did that because on New Year's Eve, we didn't even go to a club.
Good.
Yes. I actually
got to watch. You guys still had a good time?
We got to watch fireworks.
You did?
And I didn't know that in Vegas, it's kind of like New York. It's like kind of a big deal.
Okay.
And they shut the strip down and you walk on the streets.
Like there's no cars.
And it's
nothing.
Kind of like low-key like a parade festival going
That's
on
really
down
cool.
there.
I had no idea.
I did not know that. And we were just like out in the streets.
That sounds
and
like fun.
And we watched, we just stopped at one of the hotels. We stopped at Caesar's Palace and watched the fireworks. But they had fireworks going on at a bunch of the hotels.
I love that.
It
oh, shit. So
beautiful.
Wait. There's multiple, like, fireworks shows
going on at the same time.
See, that's dope.
Like, the Aria,
so even if you're not,
Caesars, you could walk anywhere on the strip that night.
Right.
It was
that's,
lit.
That's fun. No, yeah. That's dope as fuck.
That was lit. And that was, I feel like every time I go to Vegas, I want to see a fireworks show. Because
there you
like,
go.
And we finally got it. And it
and
was
you got
amazing.
To see, like, multiple.
It was amazing. Yeah.
That sounds dope.
We had the best dinner one night.
Side note, hold up. Let's talk about this.
We went to the restaurant that's in the Eiffel Tower in the Paris Hotel.
What was it
was
called?
So fancy. I think it was called Eiffel Tower Restaurant.
Okay.
It was amazing. Yeah. I had steak. You guys, it was like butter. I don't want to make you guys hungry, but like, and we paid good money for this.
All I've had was top ramen today.
That's fine. But, like, sometimes spoil yourself.
Yeah.
And
treat
I was
yourself.
Like, I'm getting the steak and the mashed potatoes, and I want that rosé. And it had a beautiful view.
I'm glad. I'm so
we
glad.
We each paid a cool, like, $100, and I was okay with that.
So I'm jealous. I'm going to say, I mean, both of our New Year's Eves sounded like they were lit.
I mean, like, we had a good time.
Yeah, that's true. I did enjoy it. But I'm going to say, like, I would have... Like, yours sounded like it was a really, really fun time. Like, I love the whole event, everything. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I thoroughly enjoyed myself.
Good, I'm glad.
However, I came back and I was wore the fuck out.
Like tired. Motherfucking tired.
I feel so tired, you guys. But it's okay because I'm about to rally. I feel like for my birthday, I want to do a spa day so that I can just kind of, like, refresh.
That does sound good. I'd be down for that.
Right?
Let me come with you. Shit, I need a massage.
That we'll talk. We'll make that plan. But
let's go ahead and
let's
move
get into
in.
This.
Let's
shit.
Jump on.
Sorry, I'm like compulsively drinking water right now because my mouth is so dry.
All right. So, do you want to go first, or should I go first for music?
You go ahead. I feel like you're real pumped about it.
It's because so. There's a reason, and I'm sorry that this is the second week in a row that I have gone on about this individual, but his motherfucking ears were burning. Because literally the next day after we recorded episode 2, the Dream himself, Tarius Nash, dropped an album. And not only is it an album, it's a 40 song. Yeah, it's a 40 song album. It's called Ménage à Toi, volumes 1, 2, and 3. He's 40 like... songs. I was just like, wow. I remember waking up and like, I always listen to music like first thing in the morning or when I'm getting ready to go to work. And Tidal told me like, hey, check out new music from The Dream. And I was like, what? And at first it was just a song. It was like showing me like a single. And I was like, okay, this is cool. Let me see if you drop anything else. I saw the entire fucking album and I was like, oh my God, my life, my whole life is slayed. And it makes sense.
Fangirling hard.
And it makes sense. Like we were talking about how he's coming to Seattle. I was like, you know, why is he going on tour? Why is he doing a concert? Because I mean,
that's why,
you know, he has enough music in which he could tour off his old stuff, but 40 song album, Ménage à Trois. And it's, they go hard. And that I feel like is really hard to achieve on a 40 song album.
Yeah. Cause like when Chris Brown did that shit, I was like, low key.
Yeah.
Not but feeling it.
No, he's got a lot of really good songs on there. I could go on and on and on, but like I said, he's coming to Seattle February 10th. I know he's probably coming to a city near anyone else who might be listening to this that's not in the state of Washington.
Mm-hmm.
But please check it out. Listen to the album. It is amazing. That Royalty album that he dropped earlier last year, no, it has nothing on what Ménage à Trois is.
She is plugging this shit, y'all.
Excuse me.
Just found it. Yep. I'm downloading it now.
Download. I don't know why you already haven't listened to it. That I'm so excited because now in like a few days or like a week, we're going to talk about songs. We're going to exchange like favorite songs. We're going to do this. So anyways, artist of the week. 40-something
volume. Okay. Alrighty, Dream.
Yeah. Album of the week, artist of the week for Jasmine is going to be The Dream again all the way because my whole entire life was so slayed by this album. He has this one song on there called Challenger and he samples Sierra's Ride in it. Yeah. And ooh. Remember how last week I talked about how he wrote Ride for Sierra?
Yeah.
Yeah, nigga. Miss me with that. He is so good at what he does. He is.
He knows exactly what he's doing.
I was talking about how in Love Hate, he has that song Nikki that goes into She Needs My Love. He's still singing about Nikki on this album.
I'm dead.
He has a little track in there called Nikki's Dialogue. And he's out here. He said in that little dialogue, he says he wrote a whole album about her that niggas won't ever hear. So none of us are never going to hear the music that he wrote about Nikki, Nicole. I'm pissed. All right. Let me gather myself.
Jasmine wants all the deets.
Side note, I'm probably about a glass and a half in of champagne.
The champagne I love.
That probably has a lot to do with why I'm really amped right now. But that's my artist album of the week is The Dream. Keep doing your thing. February 10th at Numos. I will be there to see him. Join me. And if you're not local, check out his tour schedule because I guarantee you he's coming.
He'll be at a city near you. Alrighty, guys.
Shantae, let's hear about yours, girl.
So,
I'm ready.
First and foremost, I feel like my song of the week is never going to be as deep as Jasmine's. She gets into this shit. Like, I am really just, on my end, I'm like, shoot, I don't even know what I'm about to say about my song. But for me this week, song of the week is Wasted Love, Freestyle by Janae Aiko.
Okay.
Is that how we say her last name?
I'm not 100% Janae Aiko.
I just call her Janae. I feel like I'm on a first name basis with her. I'm like, Janae, that's my girl. Because every song, every album she puts out, I'm like, I'm here for it. I'm standing. I have whole days where all I listen to is Sold Out. Like, Sold Out is my album,
preach,
you guys. Like, I really fuck with that album, and I feel like because of that album, I'm, like, riding for Janae.
I love her a lot.
But she put out this song called Wasted Love. And her and Big Sean broke up.
Yeah.
And I feel it in the song.
You know,
this song, it low-key hurts me. Like, she's low-key telling me a whole story about, like, their life. Mm-hmm. And how much, like, I'm just like, oh, my God.
So, I remember not too long ago, you and I talked about how, like, we weren't sure what was going on with them because it wasn't public at all. It was kind of just like, okay. Because they used to be out here hard.
It was so downplayed shit.
Like, they would be out here going so hard for one another, and then all of a sudden it just kind of got quiet. Like, it kind of stopped, and the whole tattoo thing
she covered that tattoo with a dragon, y'all.
And when people asked her about it, she was just like, it didn't really go with the theme or whatever, rather than just saying that they weren't together anymore.
I mean, that's fine if you want to hide it or whatever. I mean, we all pretty much know. And this song is telling. Like, she's like, you were my whole life. I didn't know that, like, I had made you my whole life until you were gone. Girl.
Oh, that hurts.
But, like, this song is dope. It's a whole vibe, though. Yeah. Like, you have to be ready to take a Janae ride, you know? Yeah. I feel like some of her music will have you in your feelings. And this song does. Like, you'll be deep.
Right now, I don't think that's something that I could listen to.
Like, it's low-key. You know how they always say Drake will put you in your feelings?
Right, like you're Janae, drinking and driving.
Drinking and driving. Don't drink and drive. Yeah. You'll end up at your ex's driveway crying. I see the meme that said that, and I was like,
it just reminds me of Marvin's Room. Like, that whole song is on some fuckboy shit, in my opinion. Like,
yes.
Like, I know that I could still probably have it if I wanted to, because you wouldn't be answering your phone right now if you were happy.
But you're answering your phone right now. Mm. I'm weak.
Sorry, we
but yeah, like,
back to Janae.
Yeah, Wasted Love is very telling. It'll have you deep in your feelings. So, like, if you're not ready to do, like, a hard cry,
oh, bitch.
I wouldn't listen to it. No, I'm joking. I haven't cried listening to it, but, like, it might have some people crying.
It can hit a little too close to home for some.
Honestly, yeah. Mm. But no, for real, like, I just really love Janae, and I love when she does a freestyle. It kind of reminds me of this other song she has called Living Room Flow. Mm-hmm. Love that song.
I've never heard that either.
It's a vibe. You can find it on SoundCloud.
Okay, I'm gonna check it out.
No, but I love that song because it has kind of the same vibe. That Snapchat filter is not okay.
Side note.
There is a Snapchat filter right now, you guys, that is just, I think, unacceptable.
It's so foul. It takes a whole tooth out of your mouth. It fucks up your nose. It makes your head all long. It's really fucked up.
So we had to just share that with you guys. If you've seen it, you know what we're talking about.
You'll know exactly what it is.
But next, we're going to go ahead and play a little game. We're playing
Loosey Goosey.
Would you rather?
Would you rather, but real quick, we're gonna finish our glass of champagne. Ooh. Let's throw it back.
Are you sure?
I couldn't even do it. I'm playing. I was like, let's just throw it back. Nope.
Sip I'm that so shit. Weak. I was not with that shit.
I took one big gulp and I can't.
She was bottoms up. I was like, are you sure about this?
All right. So, Shantae, I'm going to let you ask the first would you rather question.
Okay. If you were reborn in a new life, would you rather be alive in the past or future?
Future, because fuck racism. How far in the past?
Oh my gosh, you guys. But no, like, honestly.
Truly. I mean, let's be real here. When in the past have I ever been, has my race or my kind ever been? If I was born in Africa before the white people fucked with us and before we were selling ourselves, yes, I'll take it. But as of right now, take me in the future. Let's see how bad we fuck our shit up for the future.
I'm dead. Let's see how far we get. I am dead. No, honestly, the future would have to be. Plus, we'd be past Trump, hopefully.
Oh, bitch, what do you mean, hopefully? He's done. That's a whole nother
thing. Put me that far in the future, please.
Okay, so I have a good one for you.
What you got?
Would you rather reverse one decision you make every day or be able to stop time for 10 seconds every day?
I think I'd want to stop time for 10 seconds every day because then I could leave work early.
10 whole seconds?
Yep. Howdy. But could I do it multiple times throughout the day?
Oh, that is a very good question.
Because I would just be 10 second pausing.
Pause. I would stop time to smack the shit out of somebody, sit down, and resume, and then they would just not know what the fuck happened to them. You hear me?
Dead. I said that too confidently, like I've thought you about did. This before.
Wait, multiple 10-second breaks a day?
I already had that plan in my mind.
All right, let's do one more each.
Okay. Would you rather lose the ability to lie or believe everything you're told?
Lose the ability to lie or relive everything that I've said?
Believe everything that you're told.
I'd rather lose the ability to lie.
Same. I don't even think that that one's really that hard.
I had to understand what you were saying, but I am not going to be a gullible ass bitch. Niggas will run all over me. The government will run all over me. My job will run all over me. Fuck that shit.
The government is already running already. All over us. So.
Ugh. That's you know? A whole other thing. All right. I'm going to ask you this one that's going to... Let's see if this one fucks you up. Would you rather eat your dead friend or kill your dog and eat it when you are marooned on a lonely island?
What the hell is this one?
I told you it was going to fuck you up.
What is that question? Who came up with this shit, first of all? I don't even like the choices.
Here's my question, though. Like, are you there with your... It's would you rather eat your dead friend or kill your dog and eat it? So, like, you're there with your friend who's dead and you have the choice to eat it, or your dog that is still alive and then kill it. And then have to eat it. How long has the friend been dead? Is it fresh?
I am stressed about this answer. I'm feeling like I would want to eat the friend.
Because it's she's already dead.
But, like, I don't even like saying that.
But here's the thing, Tay. Life or death. Like, they're already dead. And if you know that, like, the only chance of you making out they're alive is to eat, like... People eat people.
It's no, not... you're right. I'd be like, I am legend. I wouldn't kill the dog till the very, very end when he got sick. Do you remember that?
Yeah. That was hard.
Yeah, okay. So you're right.
I cry I over that scene every single time.
Question's so appalling. Like,
I know. I'm sorry. I told you. I took it there.
Was that on the same list?
That was on the same list.
Wild. I was in the beginner section of this game.
All right. So now that we've...
Now that we're warmed up and ready to go for you guys, we're going to get into our hot topics. I said warmed up and ready to go.
I'm real warm. I had to take my jacket off.
Because I turned that heat on.
You did.
I wasn't playing any more games.
Shantae's over here in a sweater and a blanket.
Because I'm always cold. I hate it. So we wanted to talk about politics this time, and... We're not going to get too
we're not trust
deep
trust,
into we're not. It. There's just something that we feel like we need to address that needs to be said. It needs to be heard.
And that is...
this fucking government shutdown.
And fuck Donald Trump.
Yeah, nigga, fuck. Fuck him. Like, for real, like, this man is on some bullshit.
To me, this whole government shutdown is literally him just throwing a fit.
He's literally throwing a tantrum like a three-year-old.
Like, I'm literally, because I'm not getting what I want and you're not giving me what I want, we're done. Nothing's gonna work.
We're not opening it back up until you give me what I want. Dude, we're not fucking paying for a fucking wall.
And from what I don't even know if this is factual or not, but somebody said that the wall's already been, like, funded.
It's been started.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Like, so what are we even doing? And that's some shit that Mexico's already paying for it because of some shit that was, I don't know. I don't know 100%, but all I know is that we have friends who work for government agencies who are not getting paid.
People aren't getting paid.
But still have to work?
But must go into work. And we're talking about TSA.
TSA agents, those lovely people who make sure that you get onto your plane safely and without over, like, too much liquid on your carry-ons.
Make sure that you have a nice flight and you get to where you're going safely.
You're not trying to harm anybody.
And they deal with some assholes.
Every day. All day, every day.
I know they do. Like, I know I've had times where I've been in the airport and I have not had a great time. But, like, some people are just rude. And, like, they deal with some shit. And I'm sorry, it's not a job you're not paying me for.
Exactly. Exactly.
We're staging a strike.
I'm saying. So what, and speaking of strike, I mean, they're kind of doing a strike in a way.
They kind of are, yeah.
They're calling out. They're calling in sick.
They're calling in sick. They're
using up their sick days because why go to work if I'm not getting paid for it?
I'm going to be honest. It's not a thing.
It's not. It's unacceptable. And let's not even talk about the fact that it might fuck with our federal tax returns.
You know, I just think the IRS will use anything as an excuse. They just don't want to pay us our money.
Like, how, I mean, I get it because, yeah, they're a government-funded agency, yes, whatever.
But I feel like they did the same thing last year.
As long as I get my money, I'm okay with it. If it takes a little bit longer, whatever. But what you're not going to do is tell me that y'all don't have enough money to give us our full refunds. That's what I'm not going to do.
Skimming off the top.
Yeah, bitch, no. Because I already feel like my refunds ain't shit. Yo, I should be getting back way more.
I've owed money before, and honestly, it's the worst.
Ugh, I'm sorry, girl.
I would rather just not have to pay you back shit.
I pray for you. Right, just let me get nothing. I get nothing, you get nothing, we're even. Let's call it a day.
Cool, right? But damn, you get that one that's like, you owe. I'm like, how, Sway? Because.
How did we get here?
I don't know. I don't know. I think they'd be lying. Anyways. Yeah, we just wanted to touch on this fucking government shutdown. Trump throwing a literal toddler's tantrum about not having funding for his wall that nobody wants to have him build anyways.
Right. I mean,
like,
let's be real here. There are people in this state, I mean, country, who would love to see this wall built.
Yes.
We all know the types of individuals who want the wall built. Are those really the type of people that we want, let's see, promoting this type of shit in our country? Like, those are the type of people that are representing this type of move in our country.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
I feel like people who voted for him are not even fucking with this.
No.
Because where are they going to get the money from?
Mm. Us.
Exactly. They're going to say, fuck your taxes.
We the people.
Swear. Mm. Ooh. Mm-mm. Let me not even say that. I just thought some shit up that I'm like, don't let that happen. Don't.
No, be quiet. Just keep it.
Let's not even put that into the sphere.
Let's move along before we say some shit that fucks everything up.
Okay. I'm shook now. Let's move on to something a little bit more positive. We're going to talk about our New Year's resolutions because it is the beginning of the year and, you know, new year, new me. We got to do that. I think that it's honestly important. It's a little cliche.
I know what you mean.
But yeah. Like, really, start anew, start fresh.
It is a really good marker, quote unquote, to, you know, people say, don't wait until the new year to do this, to do that, you know, whatever. I mean, I'm all for making steps and bounds throughout the year, but
always.
Right. But, you know, January of a brand new year really is a good time to start that new business that you were thinking about doing, you know, go back to school. Because low-key,
we started this right around the new year. Like, we've been talking about this for
a while
now.
It's been an idea.
And it was really something that we were like, we're going to do this in 2019.
Yeah, and we really made it a thing. We really organize it.
Yeah.
We, you know, talk about, okay, is this how things are going to go? We talk about when we're going to post things, how we're going to promote it. Like,
and this is just, like, something new that we're trying.
Yeah. If it works, like, it works. If it doesn't.
Hey. New year, new us. Yeah. I fucks with it.
I definitely feel like this is a great start for us, 2019.
Lego. So, Jasmine, what are your personal goals?
Mm.
Or your New Year's resolutions?
I have a few. So, I really want to start saying yes to myself more and my family more.
Oh.
And I hope that makes sense. Like, you know, I can always, quote unquote, find a reason or a way why I'm too busy or I'm not up to it or whatever. But I definitely feel like I could be saying yes to, or just even making an effort to see my friends and family more, or doing little things with them. Like, even if I'm just in the neighborhood for a second, you know, just, hey, I'm thinking about you, I'm nearby. Like,
that's cute.
You know what I mean? Like, I just, the last couple months, especially with the holidays, when you are around family more, it just made me think about that. You know, like, I love these people. I miss them. You know, there's always stuff going on that involves them. You know, I can make an effort to be present more.
Yeah.
And that goes for my friends too. So that's one thing that I really want to start working on.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. I've got a couple more. Are we going to go down our list?
Yeah,
or like,
go ahead.
Are we going to ping pong?
Oh, okay. Well, one of mine is to save money to travel.
Okay, that's one of mine too, though.
That's a big one.
Yes. Yes, 100%.
It's a very big one. Like, that's what I'm doing.
I'm 2019. Here for it. Yeah.
So I'm either going to have to be on my grind. I'm going to have to be on my grind.
Number two that I'm thinking about, though, that correlates with that is, like, I really want to, like, well, saving money for traveling, I see myself eating a lot of, like, ramen and, like, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Okay.
And, like, you know, freezer meals, because I'm really cutting back on all the expenses.
All the costs.
I'm shopping at the Dollar Tree. I'm shopping clearance for everything. You know, if I need some new soap, if I need some new candles I'm going to clearance. If it's seasonal and it's last season and that shit smells off, I don't give a fuck. It's cheap. I'm doing it.
I am weak.
Catch me on
saving those dollars.
Catch me on Extreme Couponers. But no, 100%. There's so much to do. There's so much world to see.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. We shouldn't be traveling.
I need to be in Europe sometime this year. So that's happening in 2019.
Let's do it. Do you have your passport?
I do.
I don't. Mm. That's a New Year's resolution of mine.
It's right here.
I'm getting it, like, ASAP.
Get it now. Let's go to Cabo.
Trust me. Oh, no. It's in the works. I got my Christmas bonus. That money that I got from my Christmas bonus, I set aside specifically to get my passport. So we're out here.
Okay, we're booking trips.
Catch
we're Jazzy, gonna go on a trip together.
Jazzy International 2K19. Catch
hey,
us.
Hey, let's go. Let's go. So what's your second one?
Actually, since we're on the topic, saving money and leaving country for the first time was actually part of my New Year's resolution. So I've covered all my bases. I just really feel like if I can prioritize those three things, then it's easily doable. If I can make those a priority, mm-hmm. then it's totally easily doable.
For sure.
We have a whole 365 days.
Facts.
What about for you?
I'm trying to make some money moves this year. Go see some places that I haven't seen.
Okay.
Like, that's the number one thing. Because, like, I love going to Vegas. It's awesome. But I'm also like, I've been to Vegas. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to go, I don't know, to the East Coast. Go to Boston or some shit. Maybe go back to New York again. Go to Europe.
New York is
maybe lit. Go see the DMV. I don't know. Like, I just want to go see
everything.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it. My girl Ariana, who lives in New York, she's going to Atlanta with her boo thing. And I'm just so jealous.
I'm trying to get to Atlanta, Jasmine.
Girl, isn't that where your family's from?
Yes.
You got family
to get,
ACL.
Like, honestly, a flight. I just got to get the flight. And I'm just trying to figure it out in my schedule. I'm like, when can I do this? Because I have a place to stay always.
You do? Oh, duh. I'm stupid.
My dad has a whole house.
Let's go. Atlanta. Can we both go?
Yeah, you can.
It's just
come.
A plane ticket.
Well, I'd have to ask him, but I don't think he'd say no.
Why don't you just tell him, like, hey, me and my girl are coming out there. We need a place to stay.
But
there you go. That way you don't even have to ask him. You're just telling him.
He's always like, come out here. I love it out there, though. It's hella fun.
I've never been. I'd be so down to go.
And, like, I see a lot of promoters on Instagram and, like, the parties that they do in ATL. And it's kind of, it just seems like a good time.
I'm down. I'm so
They have a lot of theme parties out there.
Theme parties?
Yeah.
Like, costume type stuff?
I don't even know if it's really costume, but, like, I don't know how to explain it.
I saw this one thing on Instagram that was a flyer for, like, a Bird Box theme party.
I saw that shit, too. Yeah. I did see that shit.
Is that what
I
you
saw
mean?
That shit. No, not that. Not that. Like, I saw this girl. She works out there, and, like, they did, like, a whole Power Rangers theme night.
That's
And, like,
so...
all the girls were in Power Rangers outfits.
That's cool.
Yeah. That like, they do, like, I don't know. It's not like really theme, but like
it just sounds like a good time. It sounds like a fun place to be, a fun environment to be in. And I guarantee you that we're gonna see so much of our people. Guaranteed good time.
Without a doubt. So yeah, ATL for me is a must. But my other New Year's resolutions are eating less fast food.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I am gross.
It's a good one.
Like, I'm about to cut everything out.
Like, in what way? Like, all together? No fast food at all?
Like, I think the only one I'm going to eat is Chick-fil-A. We all know that I love that place.
And Chick-fil-A is not terrible because it's chicken. All I have is chicken.
Right.
And you can even get grilled chicken. Exactly. They have salads.
But just, like, now that I live far away from it, I won't go to it as much. So I know that I won't eat there as much. But, like, everything else, I'm there.
McDonald's.
Like, oh, my gosh. Taco Bell is right down the street and I'm there. And I'm like, that's dead. I'm not doing that anymore.
It just sucks how fast food is so convenient. It's you know, so it's easy. Cheap.
Mm-hmm.
It's always nearby.
But it's gross.
It is. It's so bad for you. And you know what? They did a study recently, though, and they said that Taco Bell was actually one of the best fast food places for you.
Really?
They did. They said that. They said Taco Bell was. I mean, because if you think about it, like, they use tons of lettuce. That's always fresh. They use tons of, like, tomatoes and stuff. That's always fresh.
What about the burritos?
I don't know about the meat.
I don't even think that meat is real meat, y'all.
I don't know about
the meat. I used to work at Taco Bell in, like, college. It came in bags.
Ew.
That they put in a steamer.
I didn't need to hear that.
So don't eat a Taco Bell anymore.
I'm dead. That you're like, I'm at Taco Bell like every day. And yet you're here for, you're like, their meat used to come in bags.
Yeah. No, it's weird. I used to not be able to eat Taco Bell. And then miraculously, I was able to eat it. And I was like, all day, every day, even though I knew what was in the shit. It was weird.
I think
I won't eat KFC though.
I think I want to add that to mine too, because where I work, there's a McDonald's literally like
right there.
Yeah, right on the other side of our building. And some days, especially when I'm really busy and like I haven't eaten all day, it's so easy to just go to McDonald's, grab so that I have something, you know?
Yeah.
And just because it's convenient doesn't mean it's always the best. Yeah, I hear it 100%. And exactly. I always get nuggets, or I get their like, they have like a 2 cheeseburger combo. And it's like $5. It's cheap. That's cheap. Mainly why.
It's cheap. It's easy.
But it is. It's bad.
We need to make an effort at home to bring something for lunch. Yeah. Or like.
Oh, absolutely.
Later in the night, we need to be cooking.
And Tay and I can cook. Like, there's no reason why we should not be cooking our own damn
lazy.
Food. Okay, you're right. That's the reason.
But sometimes I also feel like I'm just on the go.
That's true.
Like, I never have a moment to, like, stop and cook something.
And it does take time. You have to prep your
I made a shrimp fettuccine alfredo the other day.
Oh!
Oh, it was fire.
Did you make the sauce from scratch?
I didn't make it from scratch, but I, like,
you souped
put a
it
lot
up.
Of seasoning.
Yeah.
Whew, it was fire.
That sounds like it's right up my alley.
Anyways, before we get hungry.
I'm already hungry. I've been hungry. You were talking about that steak from Vegas, and I'm still stuck on it.
Phenomenal. Like, I really wish that maybe we should go just so that we can go there.
Mm-hmm.
I do that.
I'd be down to go. I got a friend who's trying to take me there in March.
Because?
And, you know, Yaya's out there. Ariana's out there. We could do it.
That would be dope.
Give me your glass. I need to give you some more champagne,
oh,
girl.
Oh, Lord. Okay, and so my last one, so that we could move on, is making an active effort to, like, go out and do social things.
Because, what do you mean by that?
Okay, so, like, I have been very social pretty much through December. But, like, now that I'm done with school.
Yeah.
Because last year, I was in the house.
That's true.
Like, I wasn't trying to do anything. And if I was, it was, like, for a couple hours.
Yeah.
Only on one day. Every other day, don't talk to me.
Yeah.
Because I was really, like, hunkering down, trying to get that shit done. And now I'm like, I'm about to be out here. Like, I really
I'm
am
here
like,
for it. I love it.
Trying to have a good time. I just feel like I've been cooped up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like being like a butterfly. It's like finally time.
You're the kind of person who, like, thrives off of, like, social interactions and stuff. So
I really do. Like, I'm trying to be. Everybody, come be my friend.
Tay's out here, 2K19. No, I love that. I like that, too. That that kind of for me resonates with my whole like friends and so and family yeah, saying thing. Yes. Like, yeah, yeah, exactly. Because as much, I mean, don't get me wrong, staying to yourself and being at home is sometimes what you need and everything. And you know, you can obviously always make time for that. But
right.
But having that interaction and stuff and being out and about in general is just, it's yeah. so worth it. It's so
I just found myself, it was like, I'd be like, ooh, I have to write this paper. Let me get back to you if I can do that. Yeah. And I'm just like,
why? You know, right, right. Like, why? No, so now fuck that done. Paper. You ain't got no more papers to write, bitch.
Hey. Thank the Lord.
I like it. I feel like you've got some good New Year's resolutions. They're all same. Easily obtainable. They're not, you know, it's not something to where it's like, you know, I want to find the man of my dreams and get married. And I'm not saying that yeah. you won't, but like yeah, in a no. year?
No, honest to God, like, I was like, I want to have kind of realistic, more realistic resolutions mm-hmm. this year. Like, everybody's always like, oh, I want to lose weight and I want to look better for the summer. And I'm like, I want to do all those things, but, like, I just kind of want to do that for the rest of my life.
Right. No, because that is just all about living a healthy lifestyle.
So, that's exactly. Just, like, yeah, I need to change 100%. Things within my life so that that comes.
Yeah.
Because that's going to come, you know?
100%. I love it. I'm here for it.
I feel like my New Year's resolutions are, like, steps to get me to where I want to go.
Absolutely.
And I want to take flight. So let's fucking go.
Fly me out.
All right, she's about to start a song, you guys. What you didn't know is that we are also a rap duo.
We sure are.
We actually have a group.
We vocalize, we rap, we make our own beats, we dance.
That's what you didn't know. The gag is we're an entire act.
Here's the gag. We got a whole plethora of stuff up our sleeves.
I am dead. All right, girls. So let's go ahead and move along to the happenings in and around Seattle. Let's plug the tanning salon.
Let's do it. So my girl, Alyssa, I've known her since high school. We actually danced together, too, for a long time. And as you know, dance was a part of my life for so long. She actually runs her own tanning salon out of South Center Mall in Tukwila. And she started off first doing like mobile tanning. Like she would come to you, give you like a spray tan.
When she came to our house that one time, I was like, this is dope.
It was so cool. Like she makes you feel so comfortable. She's so like easy to talk to. She makes you just kind of feel right at home. And she'll even like, if you have questions about like, what is this stuff that you're using and what does it do? She knows her shit. She will educate you. But it's Twilight Tans 206. You can find her on Instagram. You can look it up. Like I said, she runs it out of like South Center Mall in Tukwila. Super amazing service. She does tanning, spray tanning for people of all colors. Like, as you know, Shantae and I are brown. Most people are like, why are you tanning? You don't need to tan, whatever. I got a nice little spray tan for myself. I don't even remember. I think I was going to like New York or something. And it held me down. Like, I had a nice little glow. Like, she...
A glow about
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no, she's really good about all skin types, all skin tones. Like, check it out. Like I said, Twilight Tans 206.
I love
but
it.
But those of you local, 206, you all know that's the Seattle area
I
code.
Am dead. Oh, my goodness. The Seattle OG right here.
Yeah, I'm dead. I was born and raised in Seattle. I stand so hard.
Nobody stands harder than she does.
But other than that, Shantae's birthday is coming up.
It is coming up,
y'all. We got 12 days.
I am so excited. And actually, I'm
11
like...
11 days. My math is off. It's the 5th. 11
it
days.
It is the 5th. It is the 5th. I'm honestly so excited. Like, in my mind, I'm like, hey, turn up. It's my birthday. But I'm also like, I really just want to have a spa day on my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Get scrubbed down, drink some wine. Like... Eat a good meal.
That does sound like a really relaxing. It's on a Friday, too. No, it's not.
It's on a Wednesday.
I'm just kidding.
So I probably wouldn't do it till the weekend.
I don't know what I'm talking about, clearly.
I've already thought about it. I've been trying to plan this shit.
We've got YG coming up January 18th.
And as I said last time, I'm still accepting tickets.
YG 400.
Nobody slid in my DMs, and I'm kind of upset about it.
Yeah, fuck y'all, fake ass niggas.
Y'all ain't real friends. I'm kidding. We got the dream, you said?
Mm-hmm. The dream's coming. Like
February 10th.
Like I said, I'm going to be there. I'm going to make sure Shantae gets a ticket so she can be there.
Facts.
My friend Andrew's going to be there, I think. I bought two tickets, so. I'm going regardless.
Like, she's like, I'm in there, so whoever else wants to come, I got an extra ticket.
So the Dream Numos, like I said, even if you're not local to Seattle, he's probably coming to a city near you. Check it out, please.
Facts. Ooh, and then Ella Mai and Trey Songz are coming February 14th, Valentine's Day.
It's Mrs. Studio Girl.
Can we just talk about that? Like, who would you rather see on Valentine's Day?
Trey Songz or Ella Mai? Trey Songz, obviously,
bitch. But, like, what kind of vibe are you in? Are you in a boot-up vibe?
No, Valentine's Day is a day for love. Everybody is fucking dead on Valentine's Day.
They're not booed
You're
up?
Listening to Trey Songz. Also, side note, if you're seeing Ella Mai, her set is only going to be, what, an hour long? She's only got, what, 30 songs? Trey Songz has been out here for 10 plus years.
Oh my goodness.
He's got, like you were saying, super duper Jupiter love.
Ooh, if he did that on Valentine's Day, I would die. I would might cry.
He has a whole plethora of Valentine's Day baby making music.
He actually does.
We're seeing Trey Songz on Valentine's Day. That's my answer.
And that new album that he dropped.
It was a project.
So he would only do the 11 album.
Or 28.
No, 11's the more slow R&B one.
I mean, I get it, but like, that's the album that he's promoting.
I know.
You're like,
but it would be sprinkled on those.
I got you.
Valentine's, you know? Yes, I think that it would be more geared towards, I don't know.
I got you.
I want to go to that, honestly.
One of the last things that I want to touch on that's going on in Seattle right now is that the viaduct, the Alaskan Way viaduct, is closing indefinitely. And yeah, for those of you who are local to Seattle, you know, like, I've not known anything other than the Alaskan Way Viaduct. Like, it's been a part of my life ever since I was born, and they're getting ready to close it down. They built this tunnel that took for fucking ever to build. Big Bertha's ass broke down too many fucking times. It cost the taxpayers, us, so much fucking money to get this tunnel built. But it's finally ready, and they're closing down the viaduct. So for those of you who care and are sentimental like me, this is emotional for me.
Oh.
Like, it's just weird. Like, it's just weird, like, taking that drive, and it goes right across, like, our waterfront in Seattle. Like, you see the Great Wheel when you drive by it, the pier, just the beautiful views from being up there on this viaduct. Like, it's a big deal to lose something like that. And they're actually doing like an 8K run/walk sometime in February. I will find out the date for you guys, and we'll talk about it next episode so that we can make sure that we can get it there if we all want to.
That would be fun.
It's pretty cool. You're going to be walking the length of the viaduct for like one last time, and then you're also going to be walking through the tunnel. The new tunnel that they built. Yeah. So you'll
That's
be able to
so
see.
Cool.
Yeah. I think it's really cool. And it's kind of like, you know, one cool last hurrah for those Seattleites and stuff who actually care that it's going to be gone forever. So we'll talk more about the viaduct run next episode. But that is happening in the first week, I think, of February.
That's really cute.
Yeah.
I've been thinking, like, I'm wondering how, like, what traffic's going to look like now.
Well, especially since the tunnel is going to be tolled. Yeah, so some of the fuckers aren't going to want to pay that toll, but at the same time, with the amount of traffic that comes in and out of that tunnel daily, you know you're going to be making so much money off that toll. People have to take it.
Because there's no other way to go.
Exactly. Exactly.
My Lanta.
So let's go ahead and recap. What is the way and what's not the way, Tay?
So, for me, Wasted Love, honestly, okay, I'm kind of torn. It's the way because it's a beautiful song. How she's feeling is not the way.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
I don't want to wish heartache and pain on anyone.
Right. You can feel her hurt in this song. It makes you feel, you're like, ooh, I'm there.
For me, the way is the dream.
Always?
Always. There's no instance in which the dream is not going to be the way. Well, when he cheated on Christina Milian and they got divorced, that was not the way.
Weak.
But dropping Ménage à Trois was honestly the best way for me to bring in 2019. Mm-hmm. Because I just, again, great music, great quality music. Please, everybody, listen to it. you don't even, like, I guarantee you that even if you don't like one volume, you're going to love volumes two or three or any other. Great. Like, yeah, it's amazing. That is the way for me all day.
I am dead. All right. And then after that,
the government shut down.
It's clearly not the way.
Obviously.
I mean, like,
nobody wants this.
Nobody fucking wants this shit. This shit is stupid.
Literally, it's dump truck is the only reason why this is happening. That is not the way.
You know, like, I don't understand. Don't build a wall then. Figure out something else. Like, why are we even building a wall?
There's no, yeah. People, if people want to come into our country, they're going to come. People have been doing this for years.
I just feel like, oh my gosh, I can't. Anyways, we're going to go too deep into it. I'm going to rant. I'm going to say, oh my gosh, I can't a million times.
The government shut down.
Not the way. It's done. And then we did our New Year's resolutions.
I'm going to say all of that is.
Every single one of them is the way.
Absolutely. Because it's us. It's what we want to do for ourselves.
Yeah. And we each were like, kind of on the same page, but like also like that's a good one for you.
Yeah, I support you in everything that you are trying to achieve this year.
I would let you know if you needed to change one of your.
Thank you. You're real like that. I would appreciate it.
I'd be like, that's not a good one. Or add another one. Add another one. I'm kidding. And then, you know, we just talked about some of the happenings.
In and around Seattle. Always going to be the way. The viaduct's closing is not the way.
No.
In my opinion.
No, ma'am.
But the run on the viaduct and looking at the tunnel, I feel like is the way. I think that's kind of cool. I think it's a cool way that...
I definitely think that that's cute and very, like, community.
And it's family friendly. I guarantee you're going to see people of all ages there. So that's really cool. It's like when the King Dome, when they blew up the King Dome, that was where we used to have our... football games and baseball games. I think baseball games, don't quote me on that. But before they built Safeco Field and before they built CenturyLink Field. And it was a huge deal when they blew up the King Dome to rebuild and everything down there. So this is kind of reminiscent of that to me. I was really young then, but I definitely will always remember the viaduct going away. So
facts. And that's really all we have for you guys today.
Yeah, thank you guys for listening and joining us.
Thanks for sticking around.
It's week number three. We're getting better as it comes.
I definitely feel it. let's go ahead and plug our Instagram.
You can catch us at The Way Jazz and Tay on IG.
Follow us.
You can catch us individually at...
Mine is Sorry About It. That's S-R-Y underscore about it. And I'm not plugging anything else because nothing's the same.
You can catch me on IG at JazzyMonet93. If you follow us on Instagram already for The Way, you'll probably find our personal pages on there because we all kind of linked in that way.
I'm dead. But yeah, and if you want, like, share, comment. We love the shares. We love you guys who have been sharing us.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate the support. And again, feedback as always. You guys have already given us some really good pointers. I feel like we've already taken some stuff into account as far as planning and organizational things. So thank you guys all for listening and for the help. We appreciate you.
All right. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Peace.